Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and also a word of welcome to all those who are following us, our families and friends through television and the radio and internet. We gather on this first Sunday of the Advent season. We are reminded by Jesus today in today's gospel to be watchful, be alert. As we Advent, we wait, but not in idle waiting. We are supposed to be actively waiting by being watchful and prepared for Christ coming to our lives. So we prepare ourselves and to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant your favor, we pray, Almighty God, that resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteousness at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, you are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. O that you would rend the heavens and come down with the mountains quaking before you. While you wrought awesome deeds, we could not hope for such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye ever seen, any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him. Would you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are the work of your hands. The word of the Lord.
Make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim shine forth. Rouse your power and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted. The Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. May your help be the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give you thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you are called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, the church celebrates the first Sunday of the Advent season. And although it's a four-week season, but I hate to tell you this, you only have 3 weeks left. And because Christmas Day falls on Monday, right after the fourth Sunday of Advent. And this season we call is a season of waiting, but not in idle or perhaps inactive waiting. As in the Gospel today, Jesus reminds us to be watchful, be alert. Perhaps you can also add to be awake. In the Eastern mysticism, there's a story about a very well-known, holy, and very wise teacher who went off to a far land for quite a time. And when he returned, his whole figure, so body was glowing. And so one of his students asked him, said, "Teacher, while you were gone, did you become more divine?" And the teacher said, "No, as you can see, I'm still human." And the other student asked him, "Teacher, while you were gone, did you become a saint?" And the teacher said, "No, because the saint has to die. As you can see, I'm still alive." And the other student asked him, "Then, teacher, while you were gone, what did you learn? What did you become?" And the teacher said, "I become awake." I become awake. What does he really mean by that? Because if he was not awakened when he was known as a wise man, a holy and very revered person, he did all that while he was asleep. But actually he was saying is that he's finally realized his potential, the need to always be aware of your surrounding. I become awake. That's what Jesus basically said in today's gospel. Be watchful, be alert. The Cherokees, the native Indians in our country, they have this wonderful story about creation. And in it, it tells the story of how God created the whole world and all the trees and the plants in it. And each were given its own special ability and gift. And so one day God asked all the trees to stay awake with him for 7 days and seven nights. And all the trees were very happy to be able to be included in this wonderful task of staying awake with God. And so after the first night, some trees were tired, but none of them fell asleep. And then the second night, some were dropping off and some did fall asleep. The third night, those who were still awake, they tried to stay awake by whispering among themselves, among the wind, but still more fell asleep. And so in the fourth night and so on, until the seventh night, all the trees were asleep except for the cedar, the pine, the holly. And all these trees were awake, and God was so pleased with them that God even commanded them that from now on you will be known as evergreen. And so perhaps that's why during Christmas time we chop down a Christmas tree, take them inside, because they last a long time. Whereas unlike other trees, if we chop up a branch, they died. And so we come to this topsy-turvy season of Advent. It's a relatively short Advent. As I mentioned, it's supposed to be 4 weeks, but it's now it's only 3 weeks for us. And so perhaps our religious side of ourselves, and so it tells us that we only have 3 weeks to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. We need to set aside some time to pray with God, set aside some time to perhaps reflect on our lives over this past year, where we have grown and what we have not, and perhaps give thanks to God for the things we've done well, and for the many things we didn't do so well, we ask God for the grace to do better. At the same time, we also set aside time, perhaps even to go confession, to give God the gift of ourselves, whereas God is coming to give us Himself. But then our practical side is kind of pulling us away from that. We only have 3 more weeks of shopping, of gift wrapping, of card sending, of perhaps decorating, cleaning house, and dinner engagement. And so the two sides are kind of tugging at each other, and we are torn. Even I myself, very disturbed this year because we only have 3 weeks, and I told the staff earlier today, I said, I guess this week or next week I have to start shopping for that 12 Christmas trees for the church because they're not going to be easy. I have to trim them and then put them into water and put them there and then finally take them out here. And also, if the Christmas falls on Monday, that means that we have masses during the fourth Sunday of Advent in the day, and then by evening 5:30 we have the Christmas vigil. We only have 3 hours to decorate, and I says, no way. This just takes 2 days. And so we need to have miracles happen somehow. And so I thought we're going to cheat it a little bit. We're going to decorate on the third Sunday of Advent, but we don't turn on the lights. And if you come into the church, if you see the trees, it's a sin. There'll be 12 trees up here with a manger and everything else and flowers and everything else up here already, but you're supposed to only see the altar and the Eucharist. You see anything else, you have to go confessions. That's my dilemma. And so we had to cheat a little bit. And so I'm being torn myself about the preparation for Christmas, the masses, the homilies, and all the assistants helping with all the parishes with confessions. At the same time, I'm being tugged away from that with all these worries about the decoration for Christmas. And so we are being tempted, especially during the season. So the German, they have this wonderful story about temptation during Advent. They call the Advent Teufel, meaning the Advent Devil. Now this wily character is very sneaky. He would tempt all the stores out there to have glitters and lights, even pump oxygen into the venting, the vent, so that way people come in there, they feel good about it, and they shop until they drop. They also tell us, the consumer, that there's more than 24 hours in the day, and there is more money in the checking account than we actually have. It will tell us that this is a season to surprise your spouse. Charge everything. And so this wily character is telling us to distract us from all that is important to us. And although Advent is a short season, but by the end of this week or next week, we will feel drained, exhausted about the coming season of Christmas. And by the time Christ comes on that Christmas Eve, we just bumped out. We no longer have the energy to do so. So Advent perhaps can be compared to a mother who is with child. She's bearing, she's preparing for this child to be born. We are called to bear Christ to the world as well. Perhaps during this time, we need to schedule some times for God. It's very easy just to say, I really want to spend time with God during the season to make it more meaningful. I just can't find the time. We have to schedule Christ into our schedule like we would do with working, with shopping, with greeting, with dining, with friends and families. In my calendar, although I don't use calendar anymore, I have it on my smartphone, all the masses and all the time for confessions and even time for prayers, I put in there meeting with God. And one time I remember I was in confessions and the bishop didn't know my schedule, so he called. And I didn't answer the phone. But after, in between the confessions of people coming in, I texted him. I said, I have a meeting with God. And then the bishop sent back, oops, tell him I said hi. And so we have to do that. Otherwise, we will not be able to find time with God. The other thing we can do is to schedule some time to think of not just in our own circle, our families and our friends, but to think beyond that. Maybe during this time we can also volunteer an hour or two to do charitable works. Perhaps like feeding the homeless. We do that next week. The Knights of Columbus will be sponsoring that. Just be here with us at 6:30 downstairs on Saturday morning, and then we'll make the taquitos, we'll make the coffee, and then we'll take it over there to perhaps help and assist those who cannot help themselves. But more importantly, we need to schedule a time to go to confessions. Christmas is a time where we supposed to celebrate Christ's birthday. And usually in this country, if we celebrate somebody's birthday, we're supposed to give them a gift. But this birthday is very important, special, because Jesus himself gave us a gift of himself. The least we can do is to give him the gift of ourselves in the sacraments of reconciliation. And so as we go forth the next 3 weeks, besides all the running around out there in the secular world, may we also take the time to bear Christ into our world as well, to a world that's sorely in need of him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we begin this season of Advent, the period of waiting for the Lord to be born into this world, we lift up our prayers to the one who know will never abandon us.
For the Church, that we might use this time of the holy season of Advent to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, we pray.
For world leaders, for an increased awareness that all power comes from above, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For those who feel abandoned and hopeless, that they may know the comfort of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For those who have died, especially Vicente S. Vasquez and Mary Boss, may they be granted the peace of God's kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the safety of all the members of our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Miller, Frank Garza, Jr., and the deceased members of the Mew family and Margarita Garcia, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
O eternal and ever-living God, hear our prayers that we offer here today in humility and love. Grant them through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gather from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant to us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the price of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and confess your resurrection
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memory of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants, Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word. Please remain seated for a few announcements. The first is that this coming Friday is December the 8th, and it's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it's a holiday obligation. Please come to Mass. That way you don't have to come to confessions. We have a Mass.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.